Hello, and God bless you today as you feast on God's Word with us. I would like to meditate, deliver, and encourage you with the Word of God today. The scripture, as we were speaking of yesterday, we spoke about little word if. There's many ifs in the Bible. And they're often contingent on a promise, a blessing, or a consequence. So today, we are going to go to the book of Hebrews, a very fearful and sober and encouraging passage for all believers. It is in chapter 10, verse 38. It says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Verse 39, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Many people hate the term saved. Are you saved? Jesus saves. And it offends the world. It offends even many professing Christians. But Jesus said, you know, to be saved, he told us how to be saved. It's a biblical word. Book of Acts says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And we have this saving of the soul. What are you saved from? You got to be saved from sin. You got to be saved from lying. You got to be saved from cheating. You got to be saved from lust and so on, rebellion. So the scripture tells us that if you're just, you're righteous, you're saved, then you're because you believed on the Lord Jesus. The just shall live by faith, and we've been saved by faith from the beginning. Abraham was justified by faith before he ever did the works of circumcision and started doing the things God said that he believed God, and it was counted for him to righteousness. Now, this justification, it comes by faith. And that's where you've got to live. As you receive Jesus, the little ignorant, unknowing, didn't have it all together, a sinner, and you believed and you came by faith, and the Bible says that's the way you continue to walk by God, with God, by faith. The just shall live by faith. If you ever stop having faith, if you ever stop believing, if you ever stop trusting, you're going to stop obeying, you're going to stop doing what you're supposed to do as a believer. So it's a warning to us. If you're justified, to be justified, you've got to live by faith. But if any man would draw back, says my soul would have no pleasure in him. Jesus said any man that would put his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I want to be fit for the kingdom of God, don't you? The Bible says put your hand to the plow and don't look back. The just has to live by faith. But if any man would draw back, he says, God says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We must continue steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the faith, trusting and obeying. And I love the confidence in verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. We are not of those that go back into sin, rebellion, the former life. Deceived, being deceived, serving idols, serving lust, living after the flesh. We don't want to lose our souls. So this is obviously a verse that tells you you can lose your soul after you were living by faith. We must live by faith, continue. It is God that worketh in us both to do and to will. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God is the author and finisher of your salvation. We've just got to surrender and live by faith and let him work through us. but we believe in the saving of the soul, it says there. Do you believe that your soul is saved today? Are you living that way? Are you living as a grateful and thankful person to know that you were lost and now you're found? You believe in the saving of the soul. You believe in the finished work of Calvary. You believe in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, you live today, not because the church approved you, not because man approved you, but because the Spirit of God, the faith of Jesus Christ is in you. Let's meditate on that and let's live a victorious life. And if we find ourselves undone, not ready to go to judgment, maybe we have drawn back. It's time to find an altar and get alone with God and be sorry for your sin and let the Spirit of God save you and refresh you. Take away the lust, the guilt, the shame, whatever is the sin in your heart today, in your life. Don't draw back. Finish the race that's set before you. God bless your day.